Two new DVD releases make for worthwhile viewing. The first is a packaged set of five incredible silent films from Flickr Alley. It's called French Masterworks, Russian Emigres in Paris, 1923 to 1929, and features five films on five discs. The Burning Crucible and the late Matthias Pascal are genuine masterpieces featuring one of the cinema's most talented but forgotten stars, Ivan Mozhukin. Mozhukin was a popular film star of Tsarist Russia who fled his homeland a year or so after the communists rose to power. He landed in Paris, along with many other émigrés from Russian cinema, and made several brilliant films, which gave him the status of international star. In 1922 and 23, he wrote, directed, and starred in The Burning Crucible. This is a film that has been practically unknown in the United States, and it is an important rediscovery for art film enthusiasts everywhere. Mozhukin gives us an urbane, witty, and sometimes avant-garde piece. It's a comedy drama about a rich, aging husband whose young wife is more drawn to living in the exciting world of 1920s Paris than moving to South America with him. To keep her love, he hires an eccentric psychologist detective to help him. In 1926, Mozhukin starred in The Late Matthias Pascal, a three-hour epic drama based on a novel by Pirandello and focusing on a man torn apart by tragedy. Mozhukin also stars in a third film in the set, a drama called Keen, about the 19th-century stage actor Edmund Keen. This production constitutes the peak of Mozhukin's career and also is considered one of the most exciting examples of fast-paced cutting in French cinema of that period. What makes Mozhukin a fine silent film actor is his face. It is one of the most expressive faces in film history. Not a conventionally handsome face, but more on the order of William Powell. Mozhukin became so highly regarded that Hollywood came calling in 1927. There, he agreed to a nose job to make him look more like a Hollywood leading man. The plastic surgery was less than a success, and then, with the coming of sound, his career faded. Another recent release is Wagner and Me, a 2010 British documentary from First Run Features. Here, renowned British intellectual and wit Stephen Fry reveals very personal views of culture and history by taking his audience to Bayreuth and Nuremberg to ponder whether a Jew should love the music of anti-Semitic composer Wagner. In the mid-19th century, Wagner, a highly political man for his time, actually published an anti-Semitic article. Then from 1923 through World War II, Wagner's descendants embraced Hitler, and Hitler, of course, took great inspiration from Wagner's operas. So as a Jew who lost family members in the Holocaust, Fry grapples with a decision to accept the music as a separate entity from its creator, or forego his fawning devotion to Wagner's music. It's a tough decision, and frankly, Fry's fawning fandom is, quote, pathetic, to quote Fry's own judgment of himself. I recently told someone that I would watch Stephen Fry even if he were just reading the phone book. I now know that I was wrong. This is an intelligent and interesting documentary, but it proves that even the finest talents can appear sophomoric at times.